joins me now. Barry, how are the emotions tonight?
I suppose mixed emotions is what you'd say, Catherine. It's been a very long day, a very close battle, and you know, I have to say, hand on heart, I'm disappointed that I didn't get a seat. I've worked very, very hard over the last 5 years, you know, and what's gutting me is the amount of things that I still have to do, you know, the work that's ongoing, and that will continue, and I'm just going to have to figure out a way of doing that, what you know, how I can continue on to see some of these projects through, to make them, you know, I suppose tick along for a while. But, you know, perhaps I live to fight another day, and perhaps I have to put things on ice for 5 years until I get in again. But, you know, it is, you do see the benefit of having a councillor in your area. So I am disappointed for the area, for South Donegal, you know, not just the town of Ballyshannon, but the wider area where I worked. And there's, you know, I suppose there's mixed emotions there about it. But look, we have to stop now, take a wee bit of time out, reset the plans, see where I go. I can't and I won't be able to do the same amount of work that I have been doing as a, you know, as a community volunteer. I'll do a certain amount, but I just, you know, I sort of got into politics, if you want to call it that, for to continue a lot of the community work that I had been doing prior to 5 years ago, and I thought this is a good way of, you know, continuing this work and putting a bit of bread on the table. But I just have to reevaluate that now and see where we go. But you know, I would really like to thank everybody who voted for me. I did get a good vote. I upped my vote in the last time, but it just wasn't enough, you know. I'd like to thank my family, who've supported me greatly throughout the last, you know, over the last 5 years indeed, and throughout the campaign, and those who came out, the Canvas team, all those who spent a lot of time planning, knocking doors, crunching numbers. Like, there was a lot of work that was put into that, putting up posters, all the things that are needed to run a campaign. I'm very grateful to them. I'd like to say thanks to them. But you know, we just have to reset and rethink things, plan for the future.
We were chatting earlier today, and you did say like a couple of different factors were at play that resulted in what's unfolded now this evening. And you did put it down to actually a lot of the work that you have been doing as a councillor took up a lot of your time in the last few weeks.
Yeah, running into the elections there, we had a very busy time within the council. You know, somebody's happy there anyway. the county development plan was ongoing. There's a lot of time in that, you know, and I'm on a lot of different, you know, committees. Like chair of the Heritage Council. Sorry, I was chair of the Heritage Council. Won't be any longer. You know, my involvement with the ETB. A lot of these different things that eat into your time. So I kind of left about 6 weeks for a Canvas campaign. You could say I took a week out of that for the Rory Gallagher Festival, not for having fun but for work reasons, you know. So really, you're talking about a 5 week period where you're trying to get around as many houses as possible. I just didn't get around as many, and I think that does win votes. And just to reassure, you know, to ensure the people got out for me and told them, look, I need your number one vote, not your number two vote. I need number one. And I just didn't get enough of those. And that's the way it worked. But, you know, I'm happy for my colleagues here sitting beside me now who have got over the line. Four councillors that are sitting. I'd like to pay tribute to Tom Conlon, who stepped down this time and give great service to his people and his town and his area, and to wish the very, very best to Jimmy Brogan and to Manus Boyle, my party colleague, who ran a fantastic campaign and got in, and there'll be a good learning curve ahead, you know, and I'll be there at least to support and use my 5 years of experience to maybe help Manus along the way. You know, it might have been nicer to be sitting alongside him in the chamber as well. However, that's the way it's worked out, Catherine. I can move on, you know, and you know, figure out different things. And just as a wee example, after the count yesterday, I pulled up to watch Airua were playing against Glenswelly up in Mondesfield, and I pulled up beside the old workhouse, and I got out of the van and I looked up and I said, Jesus, if I don't get in now, where's that going to go? With big plans on certain projects, that being one example. And you know, I have been spearheading that to try and pull people together, and we've got a lot of really good groundwork done on that project. But anyway, look, we're getting into details, but we'll have to continue some of these things because it will take many, many years anyway.
You must be a bit concerned now that Ballyshannon doesn't have any representation for the next 5 years.
I'd say it's the first time in decades and decades, I don't know, back to the time of McMelly, you know, before that. I don't know who was in there even before McMelly. That's as far as my brain goes back as far as. There's plenty of votes there to elect a councillor. Didn't work out, put it that way. Didn't work out this time. The town will suffer for it. You know, just talking to my brothers there, Alan and Conan, about some of the things and about even the little funds that you get as a councillor. You know, I can give out over €30,000 to small groups all around the area. There's a lot of benefit there. There's various projects that you can work on, and they're lost, you know, for now. But I'll be on to these other councillors, you know, because somebody has to look after Ballyshannon. So I'll be looking at this man beside me here, and I'll be going over to Niamh Kendi for a wee bit of help with some of her trails, and I'll be getting on to Niall Nocton there for a hand with something else. I'm saying you're all going to have to look after Ballyshannon for me over the next 5 years.
Yeah, you know? We're joined now. We're also joined. May I just say, first of all, Barry, you've been very gracious in your defeat, and you know, it's not over yet.
It's all over now, baby blue. Well.